talking and they only see my crew face knocking. They talking about 5 minutes, take them 2 days. Stop it, what you have? Tell me when did that with you? Impact bulletproof, so we don't get to boo. So my blood, so we still gon' rock the boo too. Call me a dog, but he don't know that it's voodoo. Sippin' still a diss, my era, baby, it's a new groove. It's what a waiting time is, you could say that you with Bluetooth. Ice cream, illness, I snuck up like a mistress. We squeezing the kiss, citrus, we ran it up like finish, they want us gone, so vicious, you wanna learn. I finish, it's only been a minute, so can I get a finish? OMG, I see me from my newsfeed, like who she? Scary hours, too. He love me cause I'm moody. Moody chef kiss when I'm in it, it's a movie. Wow.
Stay proper, T. I'm breaking with the cool. With my shorty from the North, who had a two on Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, I just stack it two and two.
We got DJ Trap on the ones and twos right
before you. I'm Stallone. I'm Sylvester. I get broke. Like a teller, I just told you. What you tell her, I say. This ain't featherweight. We got our team to featherweight. And anything that come between us, that'll be the favorite. Yeah. Okay, I don't know if you notice or not. Like hooking up to a dot. Coming back over the mind. Like how we y'all open the box. She call me bitch, though you're not. They say I'm the coldest in line, but I'ma beat up with the mob.
OMG, I see that on my newsfeed, like who she? Scary hours, spooky, he love me cause I'm moody. Mama chef kiss, when I'm in it, it's a movie. Wow, hella cool, but she bougie.
Okay, so I see you out here rapping all the girls out here. You're the bad brown, please. Sorry, gang, one day. I see
woke up feeling like I just fell around for president. Even if there ain't no precedent, switching up the messaging. I'm about to add a million messages. I'm aware it comes down, and I'm aware it comes down. Oh, yeah, you said I care about him. I'm gone, I don't really need you. I'm a calling, 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 calling. Diamonds in my collarbone. I'm aware it comes down, and I'm aware it comes down. Looks like better night, show me what you made of. Respect, cool, respect, just know what I made of. I'm sorry, I do. Remember them lyrics.
Right.
That's why.
That's why. We don't want the contract, but we want the stimulus check. Bring the stimulus check here.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
There you go.
Hi, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
What's good? Hey.
What's good? What's good?
Hello. Hey.
Y'all
look good during this quarantine.
You come through. My cousin got them red lips on, okay.
That's that signature IAG red lip. No.
Okay, yeah. We need to go ahead and have a whole little makeup IAG line for sure.
Like that.
For sure, exactly.
That look all right.
Yeah, and then we're going to have a line for T and Trav, like a whole.
Of course.
Oh, how about a haircut? Like a bevel? Can we get the bevel sponsorship?
Yes, honey. Yeah.
Nah, y'all look good. Y'all okay. Look good. You know, quarantine looks good on you.
Yeah.
The fluff.
Well, I have a special guest right now that wanted to speak to you all.
Who wants to speak?
Special guest.
Cash.
Body.
Hey, Cash.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
Aww.
Oh, that's my buddy.
Yeah, he said hello. Absolutely. Well, listen, we are coming to you all live from our office, the living room, the couch, kitchen, and basement, honey. We coming to you at all sections of the house. We ain't, okay? Like, there's no room.
The bathroom.
Let me go to the bathroom so we can be all one together, okay? But, you know, welcome to IAG Quarantine Edition. We are so glad to be back with you all. This has been 3 years in the making. And why not come back with a time like this? So we love our independent artists. We got a dope show for you. And of course we got to start stuff off with B with the T, Slim.
Hey.
B with the T, B with the T, B
with the T. Hey. Hey. What's good, y'all?
T
still hot. T stays hot. Especially in quarantine. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of independent artists that are doing a lot of great things, and I'm going to touch on them real briefly, but I really want to talk about something that I'm super duper tired of.
Uh-huh.
Y'all want to know? A lot of stuff just kind of gets mundane. That's it.
I'm ready for this one.
Nah. Rush.
Let me see if I
can rush to stop. There it is.
The Bible. Not the boss.
You're gonna stop. Because
what about the C? No.
Dang.
Still the sign. Throw that out.
No, just toss it out. Toss it.
It's gone, honey. It's gone.
I want Corona to rush to get out of here. That's what I want. That's the rushing I want. I want Corona, aka COVID-19, to rush to leave. So that I can go back to TJ Maxx and buy stuff. Because I've been working.
Priorities.
Yeah, I'm being a little, you know, I got a whole new redone basement. I'm just trying to fill it with stuff now. But let's talk about these amazing independent artists that we've had on the show before that are doing dope things during this quarantine. So when you get an opportunity, you can go ahead and check it out. We got Asha from Bootscat. She's doing a virtual art gallery called the Booty Hearts Gallery. Super dope, all hand painted. She did it. Check her out. Future Band is doing quarantine on their YouTube channel. We have Blackstone that are doing quarantine specials from their home. And then our own Sharice Jones is hosting a Like a Girl Summit that's coming. She's still working on it. She didn't know I was going to say that.
Our very own.
That's the tea I got for y'all. You know, it was a little hot. You know, I put a couple ice cubes in there. You know what I'm saying?
You talk about ones you don't like. Are there any other ones like...
All of them, actually. It's only a couple that I'm like, Tootsie Slide, I'm still good on. That's still new. It's still fresh. By the time quarantine is over, I'll probably be tired of it. But I'm just over challenges. Can we challenge ourselves to not go outside right now?
So what about Megan Thee Stallion? Did you call that too?
Did you call her the East Stallion?
Megan Thee the E.
Megan the E Stallion.
Yeah, I thought that's
what?
How you pronounce
it. What's the E for?
Just B.
Oh, okay, my bad.
It's just Megan the Stallion.
Okay, but you know, you gotta
hit Savage, Classy, Bougie, Ratchet.
Carol Baskin.
I liked it at first. I enjoy the song. I'm tired of the challenge. I like the remixes. Shout out to Carol Baskin, Big Cat Rescue,
Anna Douglas for Sanctified.
That's the holy version.
Yeah,
the holy version of the savagery. That's the holy savagery challenge.
Hey, right. I feel like there's so many people who are like this
black race.
Yeah,
it's just like it's a whole different level, and like
it's overflowing.
That other one started it. The Drake one. The switch. I just flipped this. That was like when it like everything. I was like, oh,
flip.
and we're back. Okay.
I'm still here.
Trev, I ain't seen any videos of you out there doing.
Oh, I'm yeah. But,
I'm done with them. Almost as soon as I see them, I'm just
You know what else?
But I think it's TikTok as a whole.
It's TikTok as a whole. A lot of people that weren't normally on TikTok are now on there. And I mean, while very entertaining, at times, like this lady slid down the steps. Ma'am, nobody told you. Nobody told you. But you know.
Nobody told you.
Nobody told you to try it. Everybody, you know. But I mean, you know, it's a way to keep yourself busy. Idle mind is the devil's playground. That's what they say. So they just staying busy instead of being idle. So I get it. Okay, thumbs up.
My age on TikTok. This was supposed to be for your kids to act the fool in an innocent way, and we just are taking over because of the quarantine.
I mean, that sounds like Facebook back in the day when it was only for people who were in college. So let's be honest. But I want to transition to Black creativity in terms of like what independent artists are doing with this time that otherwise may not have been, you know, as opportunistic as other times.
Uh-huh. And
I want to shout out, you know, some people like DJ HD. She is out here making masks herself and selling them in Baltimore.
Oh.
Shout out to Sierra Lynn she has a coloring book page. Like,
oh, yeah,
you just want time to color and that kind of woo-size you can do that. And of course, you know, like all of her masks that she had that were personally painted are all sold out.
Of course. Everything you make sells out immediately.
Absolutely.
You need to pre-order Sierra Lynn.
And you definitely need it. You have to pre-order her stuff.
You got to put in a pre-order.
And then, of course, shout out to one of our favorite guests, Mumu Fresh. She did a music video. I'm going to say video, kind of like centering around The Wire, called Emoji. You know, like the OG type of experience, playing on the quarantine, like how you need to just stay your ass at home. You know, you won't have no problems. And so that's really dope. But she's also offering like musical classes. And so you want to drop in. Wait. So if you want to drop in.
Trev, where's the bell?
I was like, drop.
Bring it closer.
Ficky. That's what you're doing. You was going to her class and you was learning how to ficky.
Right, exactly. Also, shout out to Teapot, who is clearly
doing virtual voice classes.
Right, absolutely.
Lessons. Absolutely. Y'all think she can still take me? Remember, she was trying to give me lessons.
She's like,
because she said you got to follow your finger.
Oh,
absolutely. You
gotta
be.
I knew it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of artists doing great things.
Huh?
There's a lot of artists doing really good things out here and just getting their names.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Moshe, like, is killing the game. Moshe went viral. If you guys don't know who Moshe is,
yeah, Moshe Music.
Several times. We've done our own shows together at the Carlisle, and when I had a gig outside in Bowie, I forgot what it was, but you know, Moshe definitely decided to just simply have a opportunity for his neighborhood to play some songs out from his garage, and boom, went viral, and he's working on his album too. So
he's a
song player. So this is a great time to really be an independent artist if you know how to make things happen.
Exactly. Let your creativity work for you.
Yeah. And
you never really know how things are happening. I mean, so many people are at home, so you never know how much the engagement may be. But one person that we wanted to talk about is Dior Ashley Brown. She's been a guest of ours a couple of years ago. She's a dope MC out of the DMV. And she, you know, at the top of the pandemic, she had just had a killer performance at the Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center
with dope.
A whole girl band. And it was just kind of like it went from Kennedy Center to pandemic. And it was like, what do you do now? But I wanted to go ahead and share with you all, you know, one of her dope experiences while she was just being herself, you know, just taking the day by day. A lot of celebrities are starting to have, you know, regular IG lives to engage with their own fan base. And boom, Dior was killing it. And just from there, I just heard a ring that came through. I'm going to let her come in real quick.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
What's good?
What's good?
Welcome.
We in here.
Yes, Dior. So we were just about to show folks your special video, right, of you with LL Cool J.
Word. He crushed a lot. he took a good minute, just like I did. I was like, sheesh. Beautiful.
Honey, come through.
Ladies do love Cool J.
Okay. that's the only time that's necessary right there.
Right. So here we are. I'm about to go ahead and start. Okay. Roll footage, please.
Let me see. Who should I pick?
Dior!
Stop playing.
We're going to see. Real people, real conversations. Right. Cool down. You mad? I'm on Cool J. Talking to the real people out there. Everyday people. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. Let me see. It says connected.
What's up, Cool J?
How you doing?
Yeah, it's your girl, Ashley Brown from D.C. FC, how you feeling?
Hey. I'm good.
Represent. I'm here at the Unicorn Habitat, me and a few other artists. We out here thriving. We got a full stock fridge.
Tell us what you're doing.
We sharing food. We making living room concerts.
Yeah.
We making music. I've been stalking on streams with Fat Joe, been harassing his live.
Yeah.
For those who brought me on that.
Shout out to my man Fat Joe.
We were practicing my freestyle, say Bob. Can I spit for you real quick? Can I do a little something for you?
Go ahead.
Yeah, do a little bit something.
Yeah.
There's a war in the feeling, they ain't keeping it real. They think it's easy to appeal just because they flipping those bills. The only vote is for kill, but if I trump it'll cost, huh? We already walking dead in the land of the lost. I've been taking it way back, say Jack. Feel my own wicked woman on the track while they twerking in the trap. I'm gonna get them plaques, yeah, my mind is on the racks. I'm just stating loosely facts, go and get that contact with your loosely pack. Leaning on the wall with your bathroom pad. Need a Wonder Woman in your life, hold fast.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna tell the truth and watch you puff.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Well,
good job. Stay strong.
That's what's
hey.
Up.
Yo.
Hey.
It's hard to relive that moment because I was fanning like a mug. was like, God, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I bet. Well, listen, Dior, you know, I had just before you came on, I was just talking about your last performance was at the Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center.
With Floatus.
Which was dope, right? You had a whole all-girl band.
Yes.
Floatus in the building, for sure.
They bad, yes.
And then it's like, pandemic. Oh, no.
Out of this world. The next, we shut down the Kennedy Center. We were the last Millennium Stage performance. The next day, they shut down Kennedy Center. Emails were going out. Which way? I had another gig. It was going to be a live reading for kids. I had a gig, a 28th there. They canceled everything, just started shutting everything down. Furlough. And I was like, hold up. Can we apply for the paycheck program? Like, what's going on? I was like, damn.
Right. Yes, come on. Absolutely. Like, this is crazy. Like, this is
like abrupt.
It's happy hour.
Hello. Happy hour. So with all of that going on, and it felt like there was a drought, and now this has turned into like the overflow. You know, what made you consider hopping on IG Live? Like, what instilled upon you to say, okay, let me not just be focused on this depressive whole stoppage experience, and let me just start, you know, putting myself out there?
That is such a good question, because I used to jump on lives for like a half a second and be like, oh, I love you, and then get off, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm moving and grinding, not for any lack of love, just because I'm grinding. I don't really spend too much. I post things on social media, I show my friends love, then I'm kind of off. But I am addicted to YouTube.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm watching everything from cooking to little puppies and babies.
Hello.
Okay. but I gotta give love to Easy Street.
Okay.
Easy Street just kind of sent this, and I told him this the other day. Easy Street of WHURFM. Yeah. He sent this surge of energy out where he was like, you know what I'm gonna do? He was like, I'm gonna have artists on my live. Anybody down? I was like, I'm down. He was like, Dior Ashley Brown, you gonna do it? You gonna do it? You gonna be the first today? And so I went on Easy Streets Live, and it was so. It made me feel so good. I was performing in my living room. My two friends were recording me. Okay. We had a little bit of technical difficulties because it was my first time doing this, right? In this way, you know.
Yeah,
and my mom was like, "Yo, like, okay." And he sent such a surge of energy through my center, through my spirit, that I was like, whoa, let me try this out on live. Let me see what's going on. This might be the shift. And early on, to me, that was like, it was telling, like, you can't stop. You got to keep on going. It was a early premonition he gave me of like pretty much what was to come, and let's get ready for it. And I got Easy's ready. He ain't stopping. That man is always on go. So I respect him a lot. Yeah. And not that you have to hurry up and do stuff during this time. Right. You know, you can spend time healing and freaking out and do whatever you need to do to breathe, right? Yeah. But I like the fact that he's just like, at the end of the day, let's just, you know, keep the ball rolling, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's dope, definitely dope. I mean, Easy Street played a big part, you know, on things for me as well. I mean, he's a well-kept, but not so kept secret in terms of having that, you know.
He know everybody.
Right. But he's very supportive.
Like, yes, he is.
And reachable. So that's also a great feeling.
I love that.
You know, how do you feel with the trajectory of your artistry in terms of where do you feel like it can go? Because I know at some point there probably had to be a feeling of what do I do? Do I drop a single? Do I try to have another live performance in my living room? Like, you know, I can't gig anywhere per se. So did you feel like your trajectory of artistry, how has that changed?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it was shocking. Like, first it was like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I did the DC Music Summit in February. I had just got finished with Kennedy Center. I was so exhausted, right? Okay. And I had already been communicating with my job, like, I really want to work from home. Let me work from home. Like, I really wanted that to happen because I was so exhausted and I was grinding. And, you know, I would just, and that was kind of like a dream I had for a while. I was like, man, if I could just work from home and then keep pushing my dreams from home, because I love to work on my creativity, love to work on my goals, you know? And so, what was I trying to say? So, yeah, I was so exhausted. And so when it happened, I was like, this is kind of uncanny, but I'm going to appreciate the nap time this week.
Yeah.
I was only thinking about the 1 week. I was like, okay. Because I just knew things would get to normal. I just didn't, you know, it was kind of crazy. And then as things started to develop, and then I got cancellations. And then when you start reflecting on the gigs you did last summer, like I did Anacostia River Festival, you know, like I was at the opening for the Apple Carnegie Library. I was like, hold up. All of those gigs and those audiences and that level of expansion is about to come to a halt.
Yeah.
Like, in the, and let's just say a halt in the way of being outside, okay? That was shocking, you know, because at first I was like, why isn't everybody thinking positive? We got to keep it. Then you're like, hold up. Like, that was a part of my income. That was 50% of my income. Like, that was why, and I know I had plans to travel. So, I went to Jamaica for my cousin's wedding last November, and I was like, I got bit now. I need to go. I got to go, you know? So I just knew I was going to be traveling, and then, you know, everything stopped. So, how do I keep going now? Now I've always relied on God. I always step out on faith. I'm always like, he just really guides my steps and lets me know what the next move is.
Right.
So honestly, I've been in that center. Like, I was like, you know what? You're blessed with this much, and most of it, you just have to stay home for.
Right.
You know, right? So outside of getting groceries and making sure I got food, I'm blessed with enough to sustain in that way, right? So now opportunities are coming. Like, I had my first home, like, concert outside of Easy's that was actually I was sponsored for, and I performed in a live stream, and I curated the experience, and I'm starting to get tools to make sure that people have an experience, right? That's where the hell I am now. Like, I want people to have an experience. I want them to connect. I feel like it's a blessing now that literally the camera is right on you, and you've got a little bit of time to pass on your message. So, you know, I'm not running to just do everything. I'm not running just to, like, you know, I'm going to curate. I'm still working on with the DC Music Summit. We have a weekly meeting every Tuesday where I've got a team now, and we're planning for our future. But I still want artists to find ways to thrive and see their value in this time.
Yeah, that's totally dope. Yeah. I mean, you pretty much transitioned to the question that I was going to have anyway, in terms of what's next for you, in terms of, like, what are we doing? Because I feel like as an artist, that's always the biggest issue, is when there is attention.
Yeah.
How do you capitalize effectively and healthy on that attention, you know? And so that's normally, like, what do you do with that? Okay, because I know a lot of people be like, all right, so now what do I do? But you've already said, listen, I am meeting, I'm having summits, I'm having conversations, I'm pouring back into the DC artist scene as well. And hence, for everybody that's paying attention and watching and streaming this with us live, you know, we want to make sure that you can sew back into Dior. And so that is why we plug
your
hashtag DZEE. So you can
$1, $2
or some more change or anything would do, you know, so that she can create that environment more so for that concert experience and, you know, just help her. So that's what we want to do here at IAG, is that every independent artist that we're going to have on the show, we want to make sure that we can have an opportunity and a platform to pour back into them. Essentially, because everything costs money, you know?
Yes. So, like, everything.
To get some recording time.
Yes.
It's a studio situation, because I know people still are recording. They're finding unique ways to do that. Then, bam. So, Dior, we thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can just tell, like, everything is just lined up for you, because it's like you're grateful, you're getting aligned and in the plan with what God has for you, and you just see the opportunities there and just adapt around them. So you just see, like, you can tell that, you know, you got a plan.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like, you know, it's a thank you guys for doing this too, with the, you know, keeping artists interviewed and then support, pushing to support us, because this is just, they've already been pushing on us social media. They've already been telling us we need to get YouTube pages, we need to get Instagrams. This shift was, it was coming. It was coming, and we needed to know how to use these devices to thrive. And as long as we keep it moving and keep people of interest and know that arts is really what kind of drives people, I think we're going to really be able to sustain for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, you know, it's more time. People have more availability to just focus in now. Before, you know, they don't have, I can't, well, I mean, some people can't, you know what I'm saying? It's still 8 to 4. It's still a, you know, a stuck situation where you got some people still are working, but it's like after that, it's just like, it's a free game, you know? So definitely we've been supporting you. I think you're a dope artist for sure. A dope person. And, you know, IAG has your back. And
I appreciate how you guys keep pushing out the music. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Speak your vernacular, boo. That's what we try to
say. There are some more album cuts. I'm fighting with a bigger war of samples right now. And when we performed at Kennedy Center, we did a lot of that that project, and it felt so good to get some of that out. And people are really connecting with it, which is a blessing.
Right.
So just trying to figure out how we're going to navigate those, that water, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, we got to buy black, honey.
Okay. I bought masks. I've been buying, to me right away, I was like, you know, I'm going to get masks. And I've been buying them from black artists like Weird Art Society and Brianna Americus or Bri Americus. I've been buying black masks right away and trying to support people. The only note I got to give is that, and these people, they did awesome. The people I mentioned, I love the masks they made for me. But when you are, now that you have this opportunity to create your work, take time, put some love in your work. This is really how you can present yourself as a designer. You know what I'm saying? Because like, some people are like, oh, they could have put a little bit more love into this. They're asking for this dollar. And, you know, put a little love. This is how people are going to buy your, like, easily. Because now they have to buy a mask. They want to look fly doing it easily. Deep in your style, you know, easily.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be buying something in style, okay?
Okay.
A little bit later, there may be a little special gift from IAG.
Okay, I know that's right.
Thank you so much, Dior.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. Y'all the best. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Take care. Yeah, so there we have it. It was Dior F. Brown. You know what I'm saying? So all you got to do is just put her in the Google search engine and all of her information will come up, and you can definitely find her at Dior Ashley Brown, just as it is on Instagram and pretty much every outlet. So it's, it's definitely consistent across the board. So shout out to Dior for being on. And then we just want to take this time because a lot of artists still are struggling, because as much as fun that people are having, you know, I really do feel like, you know, this is where the comical side comes in. A lot of us make jokes to kind of get through and to heal. Mm-hmm. But there are people in our IAG family that we just wanted to mention. So that, you know, when there's more people gathered together, putting their hearts and their hands around each other, giving each other a hug to support them, that they can, you know, feel that and it can help them thrive a lot more. So we want to give a special shout out to Deja Bell. Her mom passed away right before the pandemic kind of got real serious. She didn't pass away from the pandemic, but it's still during this time, and we just want to send our condolences to her, as well as Sierra Lynn's mom passed away. She had dementia, and so if you all know about Sierra, you'll see a lot of purple to support kind of like the Alzheimer's and dementia, because she was her caregiver. So she was balancing being an artist and still being a caregiver, which is an immense amount of things. You know, that's a lot. And on top of being a single parent as well. And then lastly, Stephen Garrison's father passed away from COVID-19. And so, I saw this somewhere and I just want to, I'll steal it for a quick second. So instead of it being COVID, I just want us to be covered, because that is really what's more important, is that we cover each other with love, affection. I mean, I've gotten text messages and phone calls from people I haven't heard from in years. So, it's never too late to resolve a dispute.
Exactly.
Condolences to everybody that's lost loved ones during this time. A lot of people and people are impacted by this. And you know, the bad thing, you know, the sad thing about it is they can't give a true homegoing and celebrate their loved ones like, you know, like you would want to, you know, during their passing, because people can't, you know, show up, people can't attend funerals and services. So it's a really difficult time, I'm sure, for people that have lost loved ones, just trying to adjust around, you know, how you will want to celebrate and your loved one, you know? And it's hard. So, but yeah, as you were saying, like the best thing to do right now is like for everybody to spread love and, you know, give an extra call to those that you love and care about. And, you know, just to show that you care, you know, that you appreciate them and, you know, they're still in your thoughts. And I know a lot of, there was a big conversation around, you know, whether or not, you know, people say, okay, somebody hasn't checked on me during all of this. I'm cutting them off or whatever. And they were saying like how that, it is a narcissistic way of looking at things because everybody's going through this in their own different way. So it's just really interesting on how you're having to maneuver around this and everybody's reacting differently to it. But if you have love right now is needed, as you said, and if you have it in your heart, just spread a little, if you can spare extra.
Yeah, I mean, well said, T. I definitely feel like, you know, what I've been doing, like if I've seen someone say, you know, oh my goodness, my father passed or my sister or my cousin or my aunt, if I have their number, I normally don't post anything under the posting. I'll just quickly call them. And I by default, I would be like, let me text them real quickly. But then I was like, text. Right. Let me just call, like, come on, Slim, like, just call or whatever. I mean, like, you know, my own father's sister passed away and my dad has been, you know, he's grieving and it's a weird feeling because it's like, you know, it's, what do you do? I mean, you know, and it's like, it's a different form of grief. And then, you know, I just want to shout out to all the frontline workers, who are still dropping off our post office people who are dropping off our mail, you know, prayerfully that stimulus check, you know, was in there. Our tax returns was in there. You know, I thank God the IRS is on break right now because they tried it. They tried to audit me on 2017. But anyway.
Oh my God.
You know, our grocery store workers, healthcare workers, police, fire, EMS. All of those people still have to get up and go to work every day. Truck drivers.
FEMA workers, you know, FEMA workers who also are DJs during the evening, you know, like Trev. We thank God for him who has been.
We appreciate you, Trev.
Appreciate you. Shout out to my best friend, Dr. Kristen Smith.
Oh, Trev, you're on mute, man. Trev's like, why y'all putting my business out there?
I stay away from folks. I ain't playing with them. I can work from home, but all the folks that you all named, especially like the grocery store workers, man. I'm so thankful for them because they really up front, and a lot of those companies don't care too much. You know what I mean? Like the protective measures they give them and have put in place just for me aren't enough. But there they are making sure that I can eat. So thank you.
That's the one thing y'all, the Candace Owens thing.
I don't know if we heard it. Before we go to Candace, I just really wanted to shout out my best friend. I think I said it, but I don't know if it was her.
You did.
Dr. Kristen Smith in Philadelphia, okay, is an emergency medicine and is there every day. You know, I love her so much. So
I'm going to give a shout out to my husband and work at the grocery store.
Amen. Okay,
yes, cousin. All right.
Make sure y'all eat.
Yep.
Appreciate
stocking
and groceries for y'all.
Appreciate them.
Put my Cash App up there.
But
my paper towel. Put my Cash App up there, cuz. Change my name. Donate to me.
That's gonna be Instacart 2.0.
That's it. Come get your stuff.
Leave them at the front door.
Oh, she know no delivery. No delivery, you pick up.
Right.
Meet me on 202 right across.
Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but grocery store workers, I know many people have been cooking. I saw Pat LaBelle cooking some, frying some porgies today. You know, people are cooking and all types of things. And I guess some people are going to the grocery store or going to Whole Foods a lot. I mean, Trev, you got thoughts on Whole Foods?
Glad that you bring up Whole Foods.
I call Whole Foods Whole Check.
Trev's about to get on his soapbox.
Let's talk about Candace Owens. For those that don't know her, Black political commentator, Fox News contributor, so that sort of sets the stage. Here in D.C., was at her Whole Foods downstairs in her building, so she's downtown D.C. somewhere. And, you know, goes off on a bit of a tirade on IG Live, I think it was. She's one of many people that have cabin fever and are ready to get out, but it's just a little more, she's a little reckless with what she has to say in this particular one, complaining about the social distancing efforts and sort of making an argument. And it's hard to hear it coming from somebody like her because she is intelligent. I can't deny that. Smart, articulate woman. But she's using sort of incomplete information, incomplete facts to justify what she's saying. It's basically, hey, why are we quarantining ourselves in D.C.? The numbers of COVID victims, the number of deaths are relatively low, which a couple weeks ago they definitely were. I haven't checked today, but you know, less than 200 deaths. And it's like, why are we taking these measures? But that argument, you know, it's counter to the whole purpose of social distancing and quarantine, which was to lower the spread. You know what I mean? We are, I think as the government or as the cities and states open back up, we are gonna see an increase in the number of COVID, you know, infections and so forth, and unfortunately the number of deaths. But so far there has been some success in the less densely populated areas. But as soon as we open up, I mean, D.C., you can expect, you look at the metro and all that, the numbers will fly. So it was real, you know, disappointing to hear Candace, you know, articulate her points and going off and just being real reckless about it. So I know when they open up, I'm not going to be out there. I'm going to be sitting at home. I'm going to be watching y'all, seeing what happens before I get up and venture out. But, yeah.
So you're not going to be like Georgia? Outside, ready to parlay as soon as possible. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, I'm a conspiracy realist, but at some point, it's just kind of like, there has to be a scaffolding. Here's my teacher hat, a scaffolding approach to phasing things in. You know, mm-hmm. I just feel like there's no on switch that says, okay, and we're back. Just like there's no switch for artists to just go ahead and start performing at venues and getting paid. Like, the fact that it's 3 months in and we're kind of in our fourth month, and then they're already anticipating another wave in the fall, that it's going to take people a couple of months to start having that freedom of flow income to be able to put back into somebody else. Like, you know, you can give a $3 or $10 or $15, but then, you know, in order to have a regular band, it's, you know, at minimum $600, $800, period. Yeah. You know, so without backline, without the sound engineer being there, and DJs, I doubt that, you know, DJs
are going to be ready to just set up. You and an acoustic guitar.
Right. I guess I'm going to have to learn how to play.
Learn by yourself.
Or I need to start getting right now. Try
go
to
ahead.
A fake.
Get it.
You have to have the one strap, the
guitar one. Star, you know what I'm saying? But like,
exactly.
Whole time, I mean, it's just the concept of financial stability that's just really interesting. You know, and I mean, Candace Owens, when I saw that, I was like, she's in a different world. Like, she's in the world of...
She's not relatable to what we and others, you know, are going through.
Yeah. You can't empathize with the people. She's been... I don't get it, because some people can. They can, you know, be living a high lifestyle, be part of the, you know, top 10% earners of the country, but still can empathize with those that are really struggling. You know what I mean? You got a lot of people that were already behind on things like rent, mortgage, and so forth. They started. Then they lost their jobs. And, you know, but when things get back, it's like, how are they going to take care of those back expenses?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then I ain't missed your comment about Georgia. Georgia tried to make us the guinea pigs, talking about the barbershops, hair salons. Like, you know what that's about, man. They want to see y'all go out and see what happens.
And you know, Georgia had, after they opened, they had 200 new cases.
Really?
Like that, wow. You know what's also interesting is, it's like, I saw a post that said, I'm not coming out the house until the country clubs, the golf courses,
the golf course has been I don't think they ever closed, at least the ones in Georgia or Florida weren't they were still open during all this.
Oh wow. I mean, yeah, I mean,
but still, like, the majority of, I get what you're saying, like, yeah, until these other places exactly start opening back up,
into those
tanner salons. Tanner salons.
Right, like, who, come on, stop what you're doing. So yeah, just like the mayor of Las Vegas was like, I want all the casinos in Vegas to open. Who's gambling what money? I mean, because, like, I've never known gambling ever to will you really need the money. It never seems like that ever works. Like, you don't ever hit the lotto when you really need the money, you know.
My last $2.
Like, what?
Lose that $2.
Like, quick. For real. And then she's like, yeah. So when Anderson Cooper is asking her, like, hey, will you come and be present in the casinos to show your support to the workers that are here? Would you be there? She says, oh, no. I have a family that I cook for. Well, man! What do you think these people are doing? She offered up Las Vegas to be a placebo to the vaccine. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a placebo. Placebo means you don't get no treatment. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not even for a vaccine.
That's the sugar water.
That's the, come on! Sugar water, honey! The sugar water, make it sweet! But don't kill me, okay? It ain't gonna stop nothing. But Michael, you know what we're gonna stop and do right now, though, because life is really important. And we thank God for having another day to live. We thank God for DJ Trev's birthday. Happy birthday, Trev.
Thank you.
Don't look a day over 25. You don't look a day over 25.
I was like, you should have hit him with the sexy lady DJ Trev.
When I get back to the barber, I won't look a day over 25. Just take care of this right here.
Where's that DJ Trev?
DJ Trev is in the building.
Go ahead, Trev. Hit him with it.
Yeah. DJ Trev.
Uh-oh, we have turned to MA, immature audience members only.
What did Ray Charles call him in Ray? Because remember, he was looking for a particular woman. No,
With them thin wrists.
Yeah, I wouldn't been looked at, so.
My wrist a little thick.
Quarantine 35.
Man, I got the cankle version of wrists.
I can't.
Well, you know, we love Trev. This started over 2 and some years. It's like 2.5 years ago, Trav showed up doing a regular gig. It was myself. All three of us, we had just gone to see Raw Artists at the Howard Theater, and Tori and I decided to walk down to a Ethiopian
the big hookah place, right? I can't think of the name of it either. Everybody knows where it is. It's walking distance from
Tita Land.
We had gone there because a mutual artist friend who's kind of like who's a manager or whatever, some artist, was having her birthday party there. And so Tori and I went, and boom, you had mixed No Problems with something else. And I was like, oh my God, Tori, and that transition he did was so amazing. Like, we gotta have him on. Like, we literally were like the IAG recruits. Like, that's how we we would just be like, oh my God, where is your business card? Back at
We gotta talk to him.
I was like, please talk to him. Can we talk?
Then we had him on the show, did the interview. And then from that, we suckered him to stay on.
Yeah.
It just lined up. Like, y'all were doing something I was interested in doing. So it just worked out perfectly. Things don't just happen like that. You know what I mean? It was odd that y'all were in there that day and that conversation. Toya came up and said, hey, DJ, what's up? You trying to ask me?
Yeah.
Like, what?
No,
but yeah, that worked out.
Yeah, it did. It's like, it's crazy. Yeah, who knew that God was talking to Sharice and I both being drunk? Don't talk to that DJ.
Go away.
Hey, we
were drinking responsibly.
You would have never found me playing for the church.
Exactly. Right. But
no,
it did. It worked out.
And then, bam, you know, I done suckered him into being on television with me. And,
Y'all done a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all did the New Orleans thing outside the National Harbor.
Absolutely. With all five.
It was hot.
Yeah, that was hot. Bam and I were cheerleading.
Hot and hot.
Welcome. but you know, hey, it's all good though. I mean, opportunities made for both, you know, us and that. As always, you know, Trev definitely has just been there and has held us down for sure.
For sure.
It wouldn't be
advising us some business opportunities that came up.
Yeah, he is part of the family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even to the time, I think we went to go see, who was it? It was Manny.
Oh, Lord.
You know that's a sore. Don't bring that up. Let that one go.
Him in his face and his drink was spilled.
Yeah, shut me out the interview room. Knocked my drink out my hand. Manny. Yeah.
Yeah, but you also got around DuPont Brass, you know what I'm saying? And Torian
Did my stuff, my video screen stuff.
You have a
but I got the same face.
You got the same face up. We have our Teddy Riley.
Tori got Teddy Riley.
Exactly.
But we can still hear you, boo, so go ahead and talk to us about DuPont Brass dripping.
Oh yeah, so during all this quarantine stuff, we've got some good music that's been released. DuPont Brass has released Dripping. It is super dope. It, you know, gets you good vibes. So here, check it out, y'all.
Hey. Funny how I woke up feeling like I'm sleepy brown. So fresh, so clean, and throw dirt on my name won't keep me down. So proud of myself, it's the only to see me now. Sometimes every time I feel around because I'm
speed and build the same. Let's be tripping. I'm a whole team on a hundred. I ain't Chris Brown, but he's bad, but he's funny. Nothing can be left on my lips, cause I want it all. Every beat I'm living outside, I'm spinning every lock, don't get me, but I'm being like, I'm living for the heaven. I'm living for the heaven. I'm feeling way too fly, you can kill my brain.
Or should I say Jean de
Ong? That's John Doe.
John Doe.
Okay, just kidding.
Jean.
Okay.
There you go.
Good. Yeah. Oh. Like that. That's a Jean, I believe it's called Doe. She's French, but Jean Doe? Okay.
Okay, clearly.
Where's the bell? But yeah, that's anytime. I love her. She has a EP out called Empathy, which is super dope. And we played, Trey played one of her songs at the beginning, a new song called Moody.
I like that movie.
Towards Charisse. So yeah, a lot of good music out, a lot of good artists. Support your independent artists.
Please do.
Absolutely. And if you definitely... You know, I have a shirt that started, we have a shirt line that says stop looking and start booking. And you guys, you know, can hit us up and tell us if you want the shirt. Cause listen, artists, y'all need to stop just looking at artists, okay? Mm-hmm. And find ways to incorporate them into your life. Whether it's a song you buy on iTunes, you listen to them on Spotify, whatever form or platform you use to listen to music, all you really got to do is just search their name. They may not automatically just pop up because of how, you know, certain algorithms are set up, but they're out there. And our job, if you guys know an artist that's dope, if you are that artist that's dope, please hit us up. Remember, we don't just do simply musical artists. We do all forms of artistry. If you're focusing on your own journey of finding how to get to your artistry, and if you discovered your newfound artistry, like if painting is that,
or sewing, poets,
anything, we're here to support you as best as we can.
We like the culinary folks as well.
Oh, we need that.
No, we need the personal trainers.
Personal trainers.
Oh, we got some personal trainers I can hook up with. We can get Darrell on the show for sure. But listen, just down in the comments. I've always really wanted to do that. down in the comments, please just drop their information. Yeah. You know,
give us the big thumbs up.
You know what I'm saying, let us know what's
going on. Oh, yeah, B, you should get the little one on there.
Put the link in the profile.
Oh, yeah, link is in the bio. Put your link in the profile.
Subscribe. Press that button to subscribe.
Okay, down below, because everything we do, we need you.
Hello. So, good
one. Young Jesse Jackson there.
Okay, come on. Somebody.
Rapping.
So, you know. Let us know what's good. Remember, you can always follow us at IAG Radio Show. IAG stands for, I was reading it backwards. That's what I said.
And I just noticed my joint's been, my whole background's been reversed the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow.
But no, it comes over the right way. I see it as IAG. Mine is the one that's like, you know.
No, yours is correct also.
Okay. All right.
But when you reading it, I guess.
Mine looks weird, hella weird.
But it's okay.
All right, that's okay.
Independent artist goals.
Right, independent artist goals. That's what we're all about, and making sure that we have platforms for you all. And as Dior has mentioned, you know, it's an opportunity for us to showcase the artists. And that is our mission to begin with. That's what we started off with 3 and some change years ago.
We back, baby.
And we're back.
Gone for a minute, now we back. Gone for a minute, now we back.
Okay.
Gone for a minute, now we back.
And we back. So, yeah, I just want to shout out to everybody that's been supporting us from day one.
Yes.
To everybody in our group, you know, keep your family safe. Hug them tight, you know.
No, social distancing. Don't hug them.
Well, the ones that are already in your household, hug them.
Yeah. Okay. That's different.
If they already in the household, hug them. So,
if they not, give them a head nod. We're supposed to talk
about relationships during quarantine, but because of time, we ain't want to, we'll leave.
About non-existing relationships?
I think we should talk about, really, that just sets us up for the next show.
Okay, yay. Absolutely. That's 100% or 1%. So, so definitely next show we'll be talking about relationships or lack thereof, or how you've broken up or kept together,
or how you on your way to prison.
She's about to Carol Baskin. y'all still a newlywed stage.
Big Cat Rescue.
Okay. Hey. But again, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Shout out to DJ Trev. Hit him up as well. Hey. You know what I'm saying? That's our show, y'all. That's our course episode. We thank you for being with us. Oh, if you want a wristband, yeah, wristbands as well. We both now.
There she goes.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Not okay.